Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I want to hear all of this.
And we are with Al O'Rourke, who is a senior who is a member of the Senior Observer Program at Nassau Community College. And it's staggering, all that's available.
Sure.
I'm just going to give, you know, some of the courses, I was just looking at them. Investment courses, tourism, you know, the languages he went into already, art history, elder law, wills and trusts. For seniors, I'm not saying you're going to become a professional, but mm-hmm. you can take a course, and then when you do sit down with a trusted friend or an advisor, you say, I read about this. And these are going to be the most current, because you're not reading a book that's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a class from a professor who's up to date on the recent changes in the law.
One of the professors is Judge Timothy Driscoll. We usually have a real sitting judge, an elected judge.
Okay.
He taught, takes care of business cases for New York State Supreme Court, and he taught corporations and limited liability, LLC. Limited.
Okay.
So sometimes we have stars, but we always have at least one elected judge who teaches the paralegal program. But where we left off, what someone was interested in was it used to be an air base until 1960.
Right.
And so there was World War II before that. There was military planes. They kept the prisoners of war that they sent over from Europe at different air bases. So we had about 80 or 100 German and Italian POWs living on our air base in an area that's next to a former cafeteria. And, you know, people ask, oh, the Germans were there. The Germans that they brought over, because we had someone tell us, were regular army people.
Okay.
The Germans that were the devils never made it across the water.
Okay.
And the Italian POWs taught people how to cook. I wonder why we had so many Italian people coming. Anyway, we're also next to, the Aviation Museum. Lunar Lander, we have the Children's Museum, we have Fire Department, we have the Carousel, and we're very disability-friendly, which I think it mentioned.
Yes, it's important.
Yeah. How does it work? If the class is not filled to capacity by tuition-paying students, then senior auditors are entitled to the empty seat. It's kind of like airline standby.
Okay.
It's also like leftovers. We get the leftovers.
Just a question then. So if I was going to take a course, and I'm a senior, would I apply for three? Because I applied for the course, and I'm going to find out the day before I was bumped. Now I have nothing to do for the semester.
We have four alternatives. Very good.
Oh, you do?
So you're allowed to take two classes.
Okay.
So for each class that you select, you pick four or five alternatives.
Oh, you do? Okay,
so
good.
So as soon as we find out, you finish your registration 3 weeks before the kids stop paying for the classes. So we put you in like the last week before class. So we find the classes filled. We just keep going down until we find one for you. But the other good part is if that doesn't work, the first week of class, I tell all the students, come with a list of open classes. We'll put you in with no questions asked. And the people that are doing that for us are regular paid community education employees. They're really good.
Okay.
They do all the computer work. We used to do it, but then they decide there was something called privacy regulations. And since we're an all-volunteer, it works for us.
That's fine.
Because we'd rather that they have trained people that know all the ins and outs. And there is a lot of personal information.
I agree.
They do take your date of birth, that kind of thing. The special privileges, I think I told you about the job placement. And also, we were talking about the programs. And I think it's good to mention they have criminal justice. You can go to investigation or probation. You can take those kind of classes. Accounting, federal, state taxes. Algebra, you can take. People say, can I take any level? You can't take Spanish 250 unless you're taking Spanish 101.
Same as a regular student. You have to start, you know, at the entry-level classes.
And we just have everything. Some of the things are just terrific. The astronomy class, they have three sections since astronomy is so popular. They have one just for solar system, one for the stellar, just the stars, and one for the galaxies. They have three separate classes, and they have a planetarium where they shoot the things over. But I think I should tell you a little bit more about how it works.
Go ahead.
Okay, I tell the seniors, do not be afraid. You can't fail this. You cannot fail this. No way. How does it work? The seniors receive no credits or grades and need not take tests or write papers. Otherwise, full participation is encouraged at the discretion of the instructor. The instructor might say in a language class that wait for the others to answer before you answer or something like that.
Well, that's true, too, because you can't have a senior who may have a little knowledge hog the class.
Right.
And you have a young person who's paying to learn, and they kind of just then fall into the background, into the shadows. That's a good point.
Well, we have our longstanding rules that we tell us informally, which is don't take over the class.
Right.
Don't be a pest. Okay. They know what we're talking about.
Because this is a gift.
Yeah. So seniors can take classes leading to a degree if they pay tuition. Three-credit class costs just $675 at Nassau. So if you're admitted to a program, you can pay tuition. You can go as far as you want to go in any department you want to get into.
I have a trick question. I go for 2 or 3 years for free classes in a direction, and I take the test. I do full participation. Then I'm saying to myself, you know what? I'm going to get a degree. Can I go back and pay for the classes? You know what I'm saying? And say, give me the credits?
The small print says we can't.
But, oh, okay.
But a lot of things, a lot of the rules that we have don't necessarily get brought up.
Okay.
You know? But I think it's kind of like an ethical thing. If you've already taken the class, maybe to get a degree, you talk to the department and say, what kind of alternatives can I have?
Right. Because you took it, you went the whole thing, you did
instead?
All the tests and everything else.
Our seniors think of a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
Continuing education offers not-for-credit classes, require modest fee, run about 8 weeks, and maybe they run about $100. And that's the continuing education lifelong learning. How do you start? You go to 3ws.ncc.edu/senior observers, one word, SENIOROBSERVERS. I'll say it again, 3ws.ncc.edu/, it's on the question key, and then senior observers, make it all one word. It'll take you to our interactive webpage. You can look up and choose the classes by department and number. You can enter the information into a drop-down menu. Click register now, and you're registered. You'll hear from us a week before classes with a registration permit letter. On the computer, it will say, confirmed your registration, but we cannot afford to send out letters to people to say, okay, we got your registration.
100%, okay.
So right before surprise, either you get your permit or you don't get your permit, and we tell people that means you got closed, that means you got to call us up, and we call them up and tell them,
okay,
give us some other classes.
Now,
other thing I have to tell you before I forget, because it's important, you can also call 516-572-7200, 516-572-7200. We are fluent and seniorish. UTB used to be live seniors will help you set up a schedule by phone or in person. We do not have full-time staff, but we'll answer your call as soon as possible. We do have patience and encouragement, and we'll give you hands-on help with the computer. We do it over and over again, and we will take as long as it takes to get you signed up. We want as many students there as possible.
That's wonderful.
I'm sorry.
No. Many seniors retire into physical fitness. They find that it's something that they like to do, they enjoy it, they get benefits. One of the things that I have done, which many seniors do not run to do, but it's awesome, is called spinning. And I happen to notice here that you're offering fundamentals of spinning. Now, what concerns me a little bit is 8:30 in the morning to 11:15 a.m. I mean, I take maybe 45, 50 minutes of it. I don't mean to put you on a spot, but that's close to 3 hours worth of spinning. How would that work? Is that done on a interval basis? Or, I mean, I know I'm putting, and again, I don't expect everybody and their uncle, but it's on a stationary bike, and you get to do some really neat things at your own pace. Do you know anything about that?
I do know this. Generally, the instructors are also seniors very often. Matter of fact, my racquetball instructor, I'm 66, he was 64, and that summer he had gone halfway up Everest. So some of our adjunct instructors are aging champion athletes. And also, none of the instructors want to have an injury. So when they have a senior, they're going to let you do what you can. And also, as far as that being 3 hours, you're right. Nobody can do these kind of things 3 hours. But there's so much time spent telling them how to use the equipment, and they do a lot of loosening up exercises so you don't hurt yourself. So many of the phys ed classes are closed to us now because they're so popular. They have to take that one credit. But the classes they have for phys ed, they're just unbelievable. And also some of the classes, one of our volunteers, and I have to say, I have to recognize that we have other people picking up the phone. We have Kathy of Levittown. We have Nancy of Westbury. We have Morty Valley Stream, and we have Herb of Roslyn. One of our volunteers took a class in ecology of the ocean, and they took them every week on a trip, like down to, I call it, Garbage Mountain in the town of Hempstead, where they have...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. And the other thing I have to remember, I know I'm in the town of Hempstead, and I have to tell people, it's for all... I'm the town of North Hempstead. It's for all Nassau residents. You do have to cross Old Country Road, but no visa is required. You will be able to come, just like going to Roosevelt Field. And a lot of our seniors are from Great Neck, as far away as you can, and also the five towns. And I yell at the following towns: East Meadow, Levittown, Uniondale, Hempstead. You're right next to us. We need to see more of you.
And but many of these things I'm paying money for that are available. Yeah, that's good to know.
No, this has been such a revelation, because one, it's educational, it's activity, socialization, mm-hmm. and it's free. I mean, you're saying it. Everybody should be online. These courses should be, you know, packed every semester. It really is a great thing. I want to thank you so much for participating today, and good luck with everything. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.